Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back.
And they came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yeah, the Zach Lane, a rattlesnake, spit straight facts.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
When they making noise.
That's right, we're back.
It's a Wednesday. We're here live on GasDigital.com. Shout out to all the subscribers that are in the racist live chat calling me gay right now. You guys are the best. Love you guys. No, that's me. Trust me.
I did that.
It was you with a bunch of different accounts.
I always do the gay stuff. I call people gay.
I
call myself gay, and I have sex with men.
That's a great bit. One of my all-time favorite bits.
I'm a sexual man.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Well, I'm very happy about today's show. This is going to be a great one. Go subscribe to GasDigital.com. If you're watching this on YouTube or iTunes or anywhere else, you should know we do an uncensored version and an ad-free version of this show just for Gas Digital subscribers. You get access to the Races live chat, pre-release on all the episodes, live premiere on the episodes, plus a bonus episode every Friday just for subscribers. Use that promo code LAZ. You get a discount. Why not? Why not save a little bit of cashola?
I can just imagine you saying that into the mirror before you go out of the apartment every day.
No, I don't practice. I just wing it.
It just comes out of your goddamn mouth.
I'm that good. I'm the plug king, baby boy.
I'm here for Zach.
I know you are. He made it very clear. TJ was like, dude, if Zach's not there, he's like, I don't like
you. That's actually
you.
What I said when I came in.
Yeah. He's not lying.
I said it so loud that Zach heard me through this fucking bulletproof
glass. He came
glass.
In and he was like, I'm here for Zach.
Dude, that's a great impression
of
Pete Holmes. Did you know that this is all bulletproof glass? You know that?
Yeah, no, I know. I installed it. Sometimes crazy people show up. We've
You're
had
the
a
type
lot
of guy who won't pay a Mexican to put anything.
No, I do it myself.
Do it yourself, Puerto Rican.
International superstar Zach Amico is here. What's up, Kuden?
Could be a great Wednesday, buddy.
It's gonna be a great Wednesday. This is the ascension era of the Lewis and Zach show. We're bringing in fucking great guests. We got fucking TJ Miller, Robbie Goodwin's here.
What's up?
We saved the A team for the show now at this
for
point.
For tomorrow.
When Shannon
No, this is A-team, technically.
That's a bummer. Shannon, that is a bummer.
When Shannon was booking the show, it was getting a little bleak. I gotta be honest with you guys. It was a lot of fucking, who is that guy? Who is that gal? Who are we doing favors for? We're not doing favors for anybody, Shannon. That's just the reality. TJ Miller's here. Very excited to have you on the show.
I'm excited to be here with Zach.
Well, what about Lewis?
Is he here? Zach, I feel like you and I haven't really known each other. I feel like you and I haven't really known each other until this podcast.
Yeah,
I feel
like
we always cross paths. I don't know about mutual respect, but I've always had a lot of respect for you.
You're very kind, buddy.
But not known. I met you at the SDR show. You look like a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like this guy.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not trying.
One of us gave the other one COVID.
That's true.
Because we both got it that day.
Yeah, we did. That was the best COVID I ever had.
Yeah.
That was my strain.
The great Robbie Goodwin.
it's hyphenated. It's a long name.
From the Crowder Boys, the great Robbie Goodwin is here as well. We're happy to have you, Robbie.
What's up?
Don't be a little nervous because TJ's here. I know it's a big guest.
Yeah.
Robbie will get in his head sometimes. So but I've turned Robbie into
neurotic?
One of the best podcasters in the world.
Yeah, I'm a little I get like anxious sometimes.
You get in your
stuff.
Head?
Yeah. But I'm not. I'm
chilling
now.
Where do you think that comes from?
Evil mom. I think it's. I don't know. Just overthinking. I just overthink a lot.
Does that contribute to your comedy?
I think so. Yeah, it makes me funny on stage. But you know.
Would you describe yourself as a neurotic comedian?
No, I don't think so.
Because two of my favorite comedians are Matt Bergman, shout, and Kelly Collette, shout. And they're both neurotics. And you don't see many neurotic comedians anymore who are kind of collapsing themselves. And they talk about it. I'm like, what am I doing? Jamie Lissau is the other like really, really
Jamie
good.
Lissau is very funny. So I don't know the other two. Where's it? Kelly Collette is the name of a fucking hot bitch. I don't know what she looks like. I don't know who she is, but that that's a hot girl.
Here's the weird thing. She's fucking hot.
Yeah, I bet.
She's very, very attractive.
Can we see Kelly Collette? I want to see her.
Yeah, Ellie, what you getting into
tonight? I have to say, she's so fucking funny. And then Matt Bergman, which is not the name of a hot girl at all.
Matt Bergman.
He's also a neurotic. But both of them, yeah, that's Kelly.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you know what?
Oh, hey, Kelly.
Here's the thing. I believe this. And Zach's been through this quite a few times. I believe that if you're a really hot girl, a really handsome guy,
yeah, of course.
You kind of, you're up against a lot the second you hit the stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because people are like, I don't want to laugh at this person. I don't like this person.
Well, it's also typically you don't have to, you have this like cheat code in life where you don't really have to be cool or funny or interesting.
Yeah.
You're just walking around in life.
Yeah,
just
don't pretend like that's the case for you. But I really, really have
it's
to
hard
say,
for us hot guys out there.
Is that your impression of me?
No, that's my impression of him. I feel like she had this great point, and I had never thought of this. She's like, I get on stage, and she's not like, look how hot I am, but I sort of cornered her on the radio, and I said, you know, what do you, I just asked her the experience of being a beautiful girl that's doing stand-up, and she brought up this thing I never would have thought of. She said, girls kind of are like, some of them are like, I don't think women are funny. I'm not gonna laugh at this girl. The other ones are like, I don't like that girl. She reminds me of the girl that was mean to me in junior high or whatever.
Mm.
And she said, guys are afraid to laugh too hard because their girlfriends or wives would, oh, she thinks she's funny? Mm-hmm. What else do you think? So that was really interesting. And I think that's why she is so like forthright with her neuroses, because then immediately people are like, "Ah, oh, she's damaged.
Oh, she's been traumatized enough to be here.
It humanizes her more.
Yeah. Does she have slutty photos? Because if she's not dressing slutty, then I respect it. The problem is if they start doing all like the thirst trap photos and all that stuff.
It's not thirst trap, but she does.
Unless they're Jia Ying Summers, in which case keep them coming.
Yeah,
get more here.
Jia Ying's also hilarious. She's
really
the weirdest.
Who is
weirdest
that?
Bitch? Asian girl. She shows up like every month or two, and she's just like,
she's Canadian.
No, she's Chinese as hell.
Yeah, she's straight up from China.
She's like off the boat. Like,
there's a really okay. I don't know about all that. So my wife's best friend is Chinese, Lily. So Kelly doesn't get thirsty, but she kind of like. She's like, which of these dresses should I throw out?
Ah.
And then she models different dresses, and it's like, yeah, part of it is. But I mean,
right. You got it. Yeah, look, if you got it, you should use it.
Or some version of using it.
See, I do thirst traps online, but I used to be 340 pounds.
Right.
So now this is like a progress journey. This is like, and when you tell people that too,
is that
like,
true?
Yeah, yeah. I used to weigh almost 350 pounds.
We see a picture of that.
Shannon, if you just type in Fat Luis J. Gomez, there's a picture of me like almost naked while Beatrice was pregnant. I was huge.
I'd love to see that.
Please try to find it, Shannon, on the internet.
Oh, it's the one of you on your phone.
Am I on my phone? I'm just a side profile.
I think you're on your flip phone. You're on a flip phone.
Flip phone is great.
Yeah, it's a goddamn nightmare.
Well, this is awesome, man. And so now that you've kind of gotten to the point where you've cut that weight, do you think you increased? Did you cut the weight but gain a lot of vanity? Do you hear what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I didn't like it either.
No, I mean,
are you a vain man? Do you think
I have
you're
veins
a vain?
In my arms and my shoulders right now.
Yeah, there he is, bragging about his goddamn veins.
I'm just letting you know.
No, but I mean, do you consider yourself a vain?
No, I'm not, because once you lose weight like that, you still have like body dysmorphia. And you still see yourself as a fat guy.
Yeah,
like,
you have fat guy brain.
Yeah,
forever.
I'll be, because you used to be fat too, right, Robbie?
Yeah, yeah, I was almost like 300 pounds.
Yeah, it's
really
fucking,
also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I topped.
And there's nothing
it.
Hot about
some,
losing.
Some of
weight.
Us can stick with. Some of us aren't quitters.
Yeah. Some of us are a bunch of pussies. How about that?
Zach's like the guy still drinking.
Some of us have mozzarella sticks.
Don't you hate when a girl will be like, "Oh, I used to weigh like 100 pounds heavier," and you're just like, "Yuck." I know that you're soft and stretchy now. It's just not an attractive
dude,
quality for.
See,
a girl
that's
at
how
all.
I know a chick used to be huge if she's hot. And into me,
right?
Yeah.
I almost immediately check for stretch marks in the arms, because the brain is the one place you never lose fat.
I
have stretch marks on my brain. To be
my
honest,
my wife is starting to, or at least lately, she's like, "Oh my god, I weigh so much." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And she's like, "I can't believe it. I'm feeling so." And then I found out, because she got two concussions, because we're very similar. I had brain surgery in 2010.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it up a lot.
So you bash her head into a wall to make her like you?
Just, I get upset, and she's between me and the wall. No, but jokes aside, she's like, oh, my God. And then I found out, I go, how the fuck, because she's not like, she doesn't, she's very, very healthy. I go, how, why would you, and I found out some fucking doctor, she saw for her concussions, was like, you know, creatine has really helped. So she was taking creatine.
So she's retaining all the water now.
But also not working out. So she's just like building whatever muscle comes from that, just walking
stomach.
Around. Oh my God. So she looks, yeah. So she got totally crazy about that. But at my heaviest, I weighed 263 on Silicon Valley.
Yeah, but you're like a, you're a big,
you're
boy.
You're,
I'm a big boy.
How tall are you?
I'm a little girl.
No,
I'm
you're a
little
big
baby
boy.
Girl.
You're
come, let me sit on your lap and tell you what I want for Christmas. Yeah, I weigh like, well, I'm 6'3" or 6'2".
Yeah.
And, but I really realized there's a certain point, and I couldn't believe it, there's a certain weight that you get to where people feel comfortable rubbing your belly.
There you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's a certain weight. They're
but it's rubbing. You're right, but not, if you go
you
beyond that,
it,
then they feel bad.
No more. Then they won't touch you at all.
Yeah, nobody's rubbing Zach's belly.
I don't know. It's pretty.
Does it happen?
I get a tickle every now and then.
I'm holding myself back.
I think that's one of the most disrespectful things on the face of the planet. It's like rubbing the head of a bald man.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
well, that's funny.
Pretty
funny. Both of those are funny.
Fun. I don't think that's funny.
And so, you make
I don't think it's funny either. Sometimes there it is.
Oh my God, Lewis.
Are you taking a picture of your dick so you can see it?
No, I was just texting.
Someday I will see you, my friend.
That's how we gotta pee.
I'll see you on the
That's
flip
a before
side.
And after, but I'm way more shredded than that right now. Shannon, show my Instagram from earlier today. I mean, what are we talking about, Shannon? That's I'm still fat in that picture in my mind.
So you really are body dysmorphia.
I am body dysmorphia, yeah, for sure. But by the way, I wasn't really friends with you. When I watched Silicon Valley, you were so fucking good on that show, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks,
you were the best part of the show.
Well, I appreciate that. And I've always known you as a guy who has low standards. So to me,
well, I have terrible taste.
With your microphone
is...
Okay, we're going to go around the table.
Okay.
That's me earlier today.
That's great,
That's
man.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And I will say this. I have never, a lot of people call you vain, really just Big J Okerson,
but I've
never seen you as an individual who's particularly vain.
No.
I've always seen you, and any humility that you've exhibited or expressed, very rare,
mm-hmm.
I think is very genuine.
Yeah.
I've always seen you as a genuine...
No,
genuine
well, when you're... Human, I'm a piece of shit, and I grew up as a piece of shit and on welfare and abused and all fucked up, so it's like that by far overtakes the fact that I can lift heavy weights.
Yeah.
That's like not, you know, that defines you as a
have
human
being.
Have
you ever
bench
pressed a girl?
Yeah, of course.
So have I.
That's my fucking move for a girl. I was like, hey, lay down, babe. Let me bench press you.
Yeah, I am unable to have intercourse with you.
Sometimes I do medicine ball slams with her body. Yeah.
Wow,
right
of,
into the ground.
A lot of stuff that'll sort of trap you into talking about abuse.
Yeah.
Let's go around the table.
Shannon, give me another coffee, please.
Who
with cream.
Is, please. Who here is afraid
no, she's
of
paid.
Dying
I don't have to say
alone.
Please when you pay them.
Who here is afraid of dying alone? I'm not going to make anybody start, but whoever sort of wants to answer, but let's go clockwise from that person.
Hotel room, yeah, terrifying.
Ooh, yeah.
But you're not going to be alone. Like,
love,
you know, you have a wife.
No, a stripper.
No, but if I'm on the road.
How do you define alone?
Yeah. Actually, you know what's interesting? You went straight for like geographically or whatever.
Yeah. I meant.
I think you meant more like without somebody to support you in life.
Because I am married, okay? But I would say occasionally, I'm not afraid of anything, but I just am like, occasionally I think about it, I go, yeah, this might kind of all end. Alone. Mm. And that's the only thing that I have felt positive about in my life is that there was a chance that if I had kept going at the speed I was going, Kate and I would have gotten divorced and then I would have died alone.
Yeah.
I think, and you know what, it's almost a metaphor,
mm-hmm.
you know, just because you can have somebody else in the room, but are you alone? Are you with that? Yeah.
Thank
so that, I guess that's more of what I was.
I said, thank you.
Which I, you know what, and I want to thank you for that, Lewis.
You know,
I'm
it did, by the way, it did hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
I'd like to thank TJ for thanking Lewis on that, too.
See, this is why you and I are becoming friends rapidly.
Yeah,
are exactly. You going to die alone, Robbie? Because you're neurotic. I've heard from women that you're a lunatic. I was speaking to a girl today on the phone, and she's friends with somebody that you dated.
I won't say anything. Is this real?
I swear on my son's life. I spoke to a girl.
My favorite Zach is this one.
It's today on the phone, and she was like, and I said, Robbie Goodwin, TJ Miller on the podcast.
Robbie's a lunatic.
And she was like, that's so weird.
Ooh, Robbie is he's insane. Ooh, I'm at the Comedy Cellar.
She goes, why? She was like, I was like, Robbie Goodwin and TJ's on my show today. She was like, oh, that's so funny. She was like, I was just talking to my friend who dated Robbie Goodwin. And then I was like, oh, well, that's crazy. A girl that dates Robbie Goodwin has to be out of her fucking mind as well. And she was like, yeah. She was like, she was specifically saying Robbie's a crazy person.
I mean, would you describe yourself as a crazy person?
I mean,
to a woman.
No, I think I'm fine. I'm not crazy to women or anything.
Well, not that you hit them, but I'm just saying that you like. Are you like?
Oh, I'm in my head. Yeah, I have neuroses when it comes to dating and women and stuff for sure. Yeah, that's probably my biggest fucking stumbling block.
Yeah,
is like
is your own neuroses.
Yeah, it's just like being comfortable around girls and like I'm gaining it with age, but confidence is like the hardest thing.
What's
and,
your biggest stumbling block, Zach?
One step.
Yeah.
Simply one.
A curve.
You know what? I hate doing this, but Lewis for the 3-point line, swish.
Yeah, that's really good.
And it's gone.
Yeah. Lewis, stairs, curb.
I know that was three
airplane seats.
No, between you and sort of, I think relationships, it's interesting that you say that specifically gets in between you and a relationship.
I think I used to self-sabotage, but then I stopped giving a shit.
This has been one of the greatest days of my life.
Thank you.
We're all making friends.
I've never had a problem.
This is great.
With chicks at all.
No, Zach's good with and good to women. That's the thing. You know? He's a nice boy. Zach's actually a sweet boy. That's the
reality.
What's
your biggest stumbling block?
My biggest stumbling block? I used to be a major cheater. I'm not anymore.
Is there a woman up there?
What's up, girl?
She's like,
what you getting into?
Out of here!
What you getting into tonight? Nothing, because you have to stay here.
Shannon, can I have a coffee with the flavored creamer, please? This one tastes like fucking dog shit.
Shannon, I don't
please.
Want anything.
Please.
Sorry, you said cream, and then I was going to put the other one, and I was like, no, maybe he's doing a different thing for the diet.
No,
Lewis just it. Got owned.
It tastes like
shit. Shannon destroys Lewis with facts and logic.
Blame Shannon.
You got Hofstetter'd.
All right.
Really?
Who's a heckler I didn't talk to before the show? Who's a heckler I definitely didn't talk to before the show?
No more Andrew Schultz impression.
Yo, fam, Tucker Carlson's a bucket.
Oh shit. No, like my thing, I think right now, because I'm talking to a couple chicks, I'm doing my thing, and I was just talking.
Are you reading a speech? Yo, look at his eye. I'm talking to
I have a dream that white women and black women will both suck my penis.
Oh, that's good now. My thing now is like, I feel like I'm too busy for a chick. Cause usually I jump right. I just got to have a relationship, I guess almost a year ago you met that girl. I brought her to that one.
I really liked her.
Sweet girl. Super cool girl. But that didn't work
ugly
out.
Ugly as sin.
She was disgusting. Fat.
No.
Didn't like magic.
I meant within. She was ugly from within. Jesus Christ.
A few minutes a night.
It is funny, though, because she didn't really like magic.
She didn't. She wasn't impressed.
Like, I want to say, Lewis is a strong B+, maybe A- magician.
Yeah,
what
good.
Would you
Last
describe
time,
yourself as?
I mean, if for actual magicians, I'm like C-.
No, that's not true.
Real magicians?
No, that's not true, because I just worked at Keller's Modern Magic and Comedy Club, which I think you and I should do at some point.
I would love that.
I would go see that show.
Erie, Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
And
you're going to have to buy a ticket.
So I know a lot of magicians.
You have to buy.
I'll make your $10 disappear.
It's going to be a bringer show. You have to also bring some friends. So.
To bring friends just to watch the show?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you don't get to perform, but you must have 5 people in the audience.
It's a great opportunity for a young comic minimum. Like me.
But I could see, because I do think you're a good magician. I really do. And I have a lot of, I'm a magician member at the Magic House.
I know
a lot of magicians. I thought you were a strong B+, maybe A-. Really, of course, you don't know a litany of tricks.
Yeah.
But I could see, as you're doing these, in my opinion, very impressive tricks. Mm. Zach.
Very impressive. Yeah.
He
does retard
Monty. She kind of was controlling an eye roll.
Yeah.
She kind of was sort of like, ah, does he have to do this in front of everybody? Yeah. You can't have that. That's like a girl being like, really? You need to do another set? You're going to go do comedy again?
Yeah.
You did it last night.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? And they're like, and the night before. And I'm like, God damn it, woman.
Right.
No. You pay for this apartment.
Shut up, mom.
she wanted the attention. It wasn't even so much about the magic. It was more like I was doing things taking for life, other people. Yeah. I could be fucking
her.
Buying
so
her things.
Over?
I could be taking her to
that's
Vegas.
Over,
that's over, yeah. But that's
okay,
been over for almost a year.
As long as we're talking about this, because I know the type of guy you are on podcasts. Yeah,
of course.
Was she good at intercourse?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That was, I mean, yeah. She was a professional dancer. She was wild in bed. She was,
I don't know, but she struck me as a girl who doesn't, you get a certain level of hot, right?
Yeah.
It's not the hottest girl of all time, but it is hot, but it's not barely hot. And they just don't feel like they need to do anything.
No, she
They're
was
kind of like, you're lucky to even be in the same room as me.
Right. They act like B-list celebrities.
No, she was
Not all of them are bad.
Not all of them are bad.
No, she was great in bed. That was like, she was a professional dancer, really new. And she was also into like, that's probably what kept me in for so long was like our sex life was great. And that's a big deal for me. If you're in a fucking relationship and you're not banging all the time and enjoying that part of it,
yeah,
it's kind of a deal breaker.
What's the longest relationship you've been
in? Maybe 4 years. I was talking to the chick the other night, and she was like, "How many relationships have you had?" And I was like, "Well, what do you consider a relationship?" She was like, "You say you love each other and you've had sex, and there's been like."
You're like, I've had a lot of first dates.
Yeah. I've
Zach?
But like technically, you've dated a bunch of hookers then.
And you've always said I love you.
I do get very lovey. I talk about this in my act. I get very lovey-dovey with hookers.
Pretty woman. Yeah, walking down the street.
And then
pretty
have you
woman.
Ever been with a hooker?
What's that?
Have you ever been with a hooker?
I have not now.
Zach?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, now I feel bad.
Have you not been with a hooker?
I've never. I invited a woman.
That's a yes, and he's trying to think of how to present
right.
it.
No, but I invited a woman.
I invited a woman to suck my penis for money. Yeah,
she made me take a shower before. But
from Craigslist.
Oh wow! Back in the day.
Does that count?
Casual encounter.
Casual encounter.
Did you pay her?
No. What?
Did you pay her?
She paid me.
Hey, look at that.
Hey.
That's the sign for I hooked up with somebody.
Yeah, it looked like he was gonna go bump knuckles
I
with you, but
he
started.
No, he took her out for ice cream,
and I put it on her dick.
Yeah. No, I used to have a genuine, straight up sex addiction for a while.
I would believe that,
but that was way back there. David, that's a David Tell joke. David Tell.
Hey. Those titties ain't retarded.
Yeah.
Why? Like, you know what? I think he's got so many fucking funny jokes.
The best.
I think it's really silly. That's the one everyone quotes.
Yeah. Because
he's not that comic, but it's so fucking funny.
Well, it's the funniest phrase anyone's. I mean,
it was also really early in that special. It was like maybe in the first 10 minutes of that special. It's a very memorable bit.
Yeah.
I think Roadwork, have you guys seen Roadwork?
Yeah,
and
I watched that.
The fucking joke about the blowjobs and leaning on a broom at the blowjob factory. I think that's one of the funniest jokes of all time, and I think it's his funniest joke.
Is he the funniest living comedian? Who's your favorite living comedian?
Oh, boy, yeah. Norm Macdonald died, so.
And dead.
I think David Tell's the funniest, right? He would be the strong, like the most hardcore killer, but favorite? I don't know, I need a beat. What do you guys think?
That's a good. I mean, it's a good question.
I think Louis may be the best.
Louis
Attell's like my speed.
I'd say Shane's up there.
But now that I started watching, that's really gay.
You have a Shane.
Holy shit, that's
Shane
gay.
Isn't.
I mean, I meant to say my favorite Louis is T.J. Miller. Actually,
wow. Well, then you have bad taste in comedy. I think I really do think. Yeah, I think you're right. It's Louis. Right?
Louis's incredible. I wasn't like. Whatever it was, I always like to be like the cool guy and not into what everyone's into. So I never really watch all of Louis' old specials.
Yeah.
And I just started watching them recently. God fucking damn it. Every special is just incredible. And he's got such a large body of work. And that's the issue with Attell compared to Louis.
Yeah.
Attell doesn't have as many specials out.
He's so critical.
He's a perfectionist. He does a special every 5 years. And he's like super critical. Like he'll get off stage and he'll be like, oh, I suck. I bump. You're like, dude, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I think Chappelle, and I would tell Chappelle this. I think he... Louis is better and more consistent, probably. But when Chappelle wants to just be funny,
right,
and not be like, you know,
sitting down on a stool, and
then I think that it's really, really hard to beat him. But what I think is interesting about him, and I told him this,
I think, I don't know, Alec.
He can do it. I mean, you can do a Chappelle, right?
Thank you, TJ Miller. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really good. You did a great Pete Holmes just now.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Hey, TJ, thank you.
Yeah, there it is. I think Chappelle.
Robbie usually does good impressions. I thought I was going to set him up to do a great one there, and that was.
I live in a garbage can.
That's what Mike Figgs said. Remember when he called in?
Yeah, that is.
That was also
brutal.
Bad.
That I was awful. That. Yeah.
That was so funny.
I mean, that's the funniest thing that his go to Chappelle line is, I live in a garbage can. I was like, Mike, where did you get that from? Chappelle's never said that, has he?
No, he's got a
Oscar the Grouch
bit.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's
but
like,
still,
bitch, I live in a trash can.
No, yeah. It's great. I just showed my son that special. My son's 12 now. You met James. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Dude, he loves you, dude. He's so excited to meet TJ Miller because he's such a big fucking Deadpool fan.
I think he can get to the other side of this.
Yeah, he...
Having you as a father, I think he can get to the other side of that.
What do you mean?
I think he has got a great future ahead of him.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless.
Oh, no, yeah.
What?
Wait, are you saying? Are you saying I'm a bad father?
No.
What are you saying, TJ?
I'm saying I'm here
What the
for
fuck are you saying?
Zach Amico, motherfucker!
Don't judge my fathering. Okay. he's a big comedy fan now, so I've been showing him Louie. He loves Gaffigan. And
Gaffigan, I was going to bring up Gaffigan.
He's good.
He's incredible.
But I think that, like, Louie just, he's the perfect intersection between fucking hysterical and then also sort of a social satirist.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think the thing about Chappelle is, like, what I said was, like, I'm like, I think America's confused as to whether they want you to be a king or a jester.
Mm.
And I think that would be a very difficult position to be in. And he agreed. He was like, yeah, I didn't think about it that way. But,
yeah.
But when you're put in
he
that
does,
position,
he just takes himself a little too seriously.
Louis, yeah. But America wants him to.
But Louis also, for a while, started to love the smell of his own shit, too. And then he got canceled. And now he's like, he's back to just being fucking absolutely hilarious.
No life lessons.
I think he got to a place where he could do no wrong.
Yeah.
And that's when you start to sort of get to that point. But, like, how can you not? I mean, Jesus Christ. Like, Louis, the show is fucking flawless.
The show
flawless,
is I was rewatching the David Lynch episodes. And
it's fucking flawless.
It's so good.
Yeah.
You started watching Eraserhead. Have you
seen
that?
Yeah,
oh my
course,
god!
Yeah.
I'm making Kate watch that tonight.
Is that why you had your hair like that?
No, I really like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's a good joke. I thought it was really observational, and I think you're headed to becoming a great father.
I'm almost there. Yeah. Oh shit! All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando, the exclusive sponsor for today's show. We love Mando. It's total body deodorant, not just for your armpits anymore, Zach, but everywhere you can smell. And trust me, if you're a fan of this show, we know you smell.
Yep, Mando is safe for use anywhere on your body. And I'm going to go over some of these spots. Pits, balls, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, and feet. Yes, you heard that right. Your feet. They have the solid stick deodorant, the aluminum-free spray deodorant, perfect for hard-to-reach areas. I know all about that. Or any other product in their line, Mando's always got you covered.
And they're clinically proven control odor for up to 72 hours. 12 hours after a shower, you start to stink again. Well, guess what? Mando's got you literally and figuratively covered. Just genuinely a great company, great products. I really want to talk about their starter pack, which includes a solid stick deodorant, their cream tube deodorant, and two products of your choice, like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, which we both love. I bring the deodorant wipes everywhere I go.
I bring them on the road with me. Great if you've been in the car for a while, right when you get off the plane, boom.
Love it. Very cool. All you got to do is go to shopmando.com. Free shipping on every order if you use the promo code LAZ. Save $5 on the starter pack. Get started today with Mando. Shopmando.com is the website. Use that promo code LAZ at checkout. Go there now. Smell better. All right. Where were we?
You know who I saw live and I really liked?
Who?
Sebastian.
So I saw him live in Vegas and it was actually incredible.
It's fucking awesome. I was like this guy
he like he choreographs. So, like if you watch, you'll see him do a bit and you can tell him when he does the new bits. He didn't have like the pivot down.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
he did one in my left where he goes, aren't you embarrassed?
He's hilarious. The guy that blew my fucking mind is Carrot Top.
I heard he's good in Vegas.
Him in Vegas, and it blew my goddamn mind. I'm like, this is
the funniest
guy. Welcome to Hollywood. This is great. So, afraid you're gonna die alone?
Yeah, hotel room is that's a big deal.
Still, you're still going. What about you?
I think I'm gonna end up probably just settling for somebody eventually. But I have a very high standard.
That's so interesting. Why?
Just, you know what it is? It's like every time I'm dating somebody, it is really, I've really come to this conclusion recently through therapy. It's me. I'm too busy. I'm too crazy. I have so much going on. And if they're not a part of like, a part of the Luis J. Gomez world and moving the ball down the court
J.
and business.
Gomez show.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a world.
The sphere.
It's more than a show.
But
it's,
I'm saying
it's a whole, it's a universe.
It's the extended universe.
Yes. the LCU.
Like P.T. Barnum. Like, this is the show.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it, but if they're not Stop a part right of, if it, like, if I'm not dating somebody that like really fits into what I'm doing, then I sort of look for an excuse as to why it's not working out. So the first thing that goes wrong, I'm like, eh. And I don't want to waste her time. I'm always dating girls like in their like late 20s, early 30s. And I feel like that's when they want to start having a baby.
Right.
And it's like, I feel like I'm not going to spend, and I've been in relationships for years that weren't worth being in. And then it's like, well, I'm going to spend 3-4 years in a relationship that's toxic and weird and not perfect. So I end up breaking up with them after 6 months to a year for something very minor.
Interesting. Usually it's 2 years. What about you? Die alone?
I am a little worried about that. Yeah. Because my dad's like kind of a loner like that. And I'm like, damn, am I gonna? Is that gonna? Yeah, but my mom is the opposite, so I don't know. It could go either way.
All right. Have any of you ever been having sex and stopped before you ejaculated?
Yes, all the time.
That was
no.
That's not what I thought. Okay.
I won't. I refuse. No matter how much it hurts her, I will keep going.
He's really, really going to jail. What about you?
back when I used to do drugs like Xanax and shit, yeah. I couldn't bust a nut.
Oh yeah, when I was on coke, I had a hard time busting a nut. I would just keep going and fucking.
God,
you
guys
eventually
needed drugs. I just do it au natural.
Really? You'll stop in the middle of it.
Well, I recently, about an hour and a half ago, I sort of, if she's not gonna ejaculate, then I think honestly,
you call it ejaculating,
I'm not
kidding, on her end.
Yeah, yeah, because it's.
I mean, she's squirting.
If it don't squirt, it don't hurt. Right.
I don't want to be rude.
Louis. So about half. I think if the woman doesn't ejaculate, then I think it's I'm not joking. I think it's gentlemanly to not ejaculate.
To not finish.
I think it's I've done it rarely, but I think it's a really funny thing to be like, you know, if the girl's like, I just don't think it's gonna happen. You go, well, it's not gonna happen on this end.
Well, that's very romantic.
You pull out. You call a hooker. And you get fucked, Zach.
And you kiss her on the mouth and you tell her you love her.
Have you ever had sex without kissing?
I don't think so. No, that sounds crazy. I mean, why? Like, why didn't you kiss?
Because she's a goddamn whore.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I get that.
No, I'm just kidding. But that is okay. Ever sex without kissing?
Without a shadow of a doubt, yes. Yeah.
Sex without kissing?
No, I'm a big kisser.
I like kissing.
That's how I know if a girl's good in bed. Even a hooker, I'll kiss. Right in her mouth.
Really?
Right in her mouth.
Oh, that's so fun.
They want to be kissed.
Really?
Of course.
They want to be loved. Nobody loves. Nobody's ever kissed them. They're like, what? They're surprised.
Really?
They're like, what? Okay.
You're like, I'm
that $10 extra.
That's literally my bit.
Oh, I'm
edit that out so they don't get sold.
I wasn't trying to do that.
I don't want to spend that gold.
I apologize. I wasn't trying
to. I'm kidding. I know. It's fine. Yeah, dude, I kiss. That's how you know if a girl's good in bed, if she kisses good. If she doesn't kiss good, you can tell it's going to be a fucking...
I think the dancer's a good point, and they don't have to be like a professional dancer. I think if you see a girl who dances well, then you're probably looking at an individual who is good at intercourse.
Well, because they're in tune with their body. They're mindful of their body. So.
I'm not a good dancer at all, but I'm probably not very good in bed. No, I'm a terrible dancer.
Zach, you're a good dancer.
Zach,
are you?
I'm light on my feet.
What's that?
Are
no, I'm not real. I'm not a good... I mean, I could take lessons maybe, but I don't have the innate ability to
dance.
So
let's say this. If you could get out of your head, do you think you'd be a good dancer?
Yeah, probably, but that's the skill, right?
Let's see, Robbie. Maybe. Can we get some salsa music on right now?
Don't make...
What's the best type of dancing you can do?
I can do like...
That was a quick cut.
To a rap song, I can like do the one.
All right, let's see. Like, let's see. Put on some hip hop and let's see everyone's moves.
Okay. Okay.
This is great. Polka. Is that what your best moves are?
Yeah.
My wife's Polish.
Really?
Yeah. You should see her sausage.
She a big pierogi head.
That's what I call her in bed.
Yeah.
Pierogi head.
Give me some pierogi head, baby.
Okay, Robbie, let's see your moves. I mean, it's not even to the music.
I mean, there's no beat to this. Where's the beat? It's like the pre-beat.
It's about to drop. No, it's not.
There really isn't a beat.
Do you hear me be like, it's about to drop? Nothing.
This is the part where you're like...
Are you just doing unlicensed music, Shannon, so we can play it?
Yes, I am.
I like her!
Unlicensed music stinks.
I think this is great.
Robbie, that's why girls think you're crazy. This is...
Yo,
no, I say,
and that's
I say
why this dude
all.
Can fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's why I stay off the dance floor. I don't even try.
Before, are you ever self-conscious during intercourse?
All the time. All the time. That's my,
really?
That's my biggest problem, I think. Yeah, for sure.
So while you're having intercourse, you'll say to yourself, how's this going? Or do you get into it?
Once I'm doing it, I'm fine.
But. Do you fucking smack her ass and bite your lip and fucking choke her a little bit?
What's with the biting your lip?
Well, you got yeah, you've got abuse on the mind.
When I dance and when I fuck, I bite my bottom lip.
In what country are you having intercourse? You're like,
yeah,
that looks weird.
That is actually
that's weird.
That's a thing. Actually, girls do that. They bite their lip when they're horny a little sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, when you're having sex. You stop being sort of in your
Once
head.
It's finally, but like sometimes when I'm in the foreplay part, which I do like, but I'm like, is she enjoying herself? Like,
but so the actual, the vaginal,
yeah.
penile,
then you can
kind of
lose yourself. Yeah.
And then do you feel like when you ejaculate, that's one of the few times that you're just completely not in your head?
It's the closest I ever come to heaven.
Yeah, really?
It's pretty great. Yeah.
And then what about, do you drink a lot?
Yeah.
And do you think that's to kind of get yourself out of your head?
100%. Yeah.
Where do you ejaculate?
You smoke weed?
Now and then, not
because it can get you paranoid.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah,
Robbie, where do you ejaculate when
fucking
you pull out?
Sad.
Oh, when I pull out,
what's your move?
Usually on the like belly or back, maybe
on the belly or back.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
The nasty girl.
You don't grab her by her hair and shoot it right in her face.
I don't shoot in her face.
I don't either. Unless a girl asks for that, and then I'm like, I can never love you.
Yeah.
But I like doing it. When she says I want to do that, I'm like, all right, I'm way in now.
Yeah, yeah.
But if a girl wants me to come on her face, I'm like, this is never going to go anywhere.
That's crazy. Coming on a girl's face has been, maybe it's the age range that I've had intercourse with, but it just, I've only really met one girl who was just like,
she wanted
it. Choke me with your dick, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And she was so much younger.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you miss that route, but then.
Might be porn brain.
Well, I think also it's, you know, I don't know. My buddy Cash Levy, I have a podcast with this guy Cash Levy, and oh my God, he's got such a great joke where he's like, coming on someone's face, it's just not natural. He's like, no other animal does that. There are no chicken facials.
That's
and funny. I think it's such a funny idea, yeah. And it's great, by the way, great punchline.
Dogs will come on anything. A dog will hump and just start shooting ropes. I remember my dog Sport, he would hump the air. He wasn't fixed. He would hump the air. And it was hilarious. We were like, this is so funny. And then he would just start shooting ropes all over the floor and run around the house. He's trying to jump on you.
Wow.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I don't think shooting ropes is ever going to catch fire.
Shooting ropes?
I think
people
say that.
I think
a
lot of people say it, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, bummer. It's like lit.
It is. Yeah.
Like, that's not happening. And it doesn't.
There's all of these new words. I don't know what anything means. I was hanging out with a younger chick recently, and she, like, the terms they use on the internet are fucking crazy.
Skibbity.
Well, that's like children.
That's children. Yeah, yeah.
Robbie.
You know what I do like is vibe check.
That's a good one.
What was the other one?
I like coded.
A lot of young girls say, coded and vibe. I didn't know what coded was.
What's coded?
It's like.
Coded is like, if I met someone that was like TJ Miller, I'd say, oh, he's very TJ Miller coded. Like you.
That's
interesting. It means you're like this, basically.
I like NPC and then main character energy.
Those are good.
I think those are really interesting.
These are all things that this young girl says. If they're on the internet and they talk about shit on the internet, like
it's TikTok brain.
I'm just not that fucking guy.
So much
I'm not
that, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you shouldn't try to be.
Now we're supposed to call N's P's of C.
Oh, I get it. Nice.
That was a good fucking
joke. That was good. That was very good.
This is why I'm here for you, Zach Amico.
can we real quick, can we talk about...
What's the last thing you guys do before you leave your residence?
Come on a girl's face.
Perfect.
Every day. That's why
I watch my dog.
Say goodbye to the cat.
You do?
Yep, every
How
day.
How many cats do you have?
Just one, Gus.
Gus, and you say goodbye?
Yeah, I say goodbye to him every day.
What about you?
I check if I have my wallet, and my phone, and my keys.
Keys, that thing? All right.
Last thing I do really before I leave the house every day?
I've got mine.
What is it?
I let Luis J. Gomez come on my face.
Hey.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, is this fun?
Right.
This is fun. I'm having a blast.
Blast on his face.
Yeah, there we go.
Right.
Can we talk about Elon Hyland during the fucking inauguration? What can I just say? Like, best case scenario is Elon's a retard.
Yeah, I mean, I think
best case scenario, like, you don't know how that's going to be perceived to everybody during the fucking inauguration day, and it's going to make everyone freak out on the internet and have a bunch of people be divided immediately. Best case scenario.
It's not a good look.
It's not a great look.
Yeah, I think
he did that.
He wasn't waving. He went. And then he went to the other side. Dude, show the video, Shannon. It's bonkers.
Are you fucking serious?
Did you see this?
No, I saw some shit online. It's like, oh, and I'm like, wait,
you thought
what?
They caught him waving, which is...
Yeah, I thought it was a joke.
That's what they did with, like, they have Hillary. Everyone's responding to it with, like, Hillary and Kamala doing that.
Right.
But they're literally, they caught them in the middle of a wave.
Yeah, he does the wind up.
Yeah, he, like, straight up fucking hiles.
Yeah, let me see.
And
it,
if he's
dude.
Being funny, fine. I like funny. I just don't know that that's the place to be that type of funny.
No, I would say that's a joke.
If he's for reals doing it, he is not being funny.
No, well, I think he was saying it's a Roman salute or somebody else, but no, I don't think he said
sure
anything.
It is.
I think other people said
that's
that.
That's a real Roman salute.
Get some volume.
Yeah, they invented it when Jews were roaming all over Europe.
Yeah, it's a Roman. It's more of a Roman solution.
From a 3-point line.
God, let's see it.
This one really mattered. And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
Wow.
All right, I have theories.
You.
I think he was trying to say from the bottom of my heart,
yeah.
You guys.
You said that.
But he's so retarded. I think he's so autistic. I think he's stimming.
Yes.
And he's been trying to not do that in public this whole time.
I think he said from the bottom
of my
heart,
you're
saying
that.
I am a Nazi.
I would say if he did that, I agree with you. And I think it's also he's on like a lot of ketamine, so I think it's like a rigid ketamine.
Now, I think that there's this weird moment that's happening right now where basically, and like in my household, there's just been a lot of talk about this, mm-hmm. and a lot of times Kate's like, "We got to cut this off. I don't want to talk about it anymore." I think there's a really weird moment that's happening where, like, white guys are like, I'm sorry, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
I don't quite, I think this is confusing to us. You thought that what was going to happen? And then now, guys like Elon Musk are like, this is what it is! And it's like, and my feeling is like, yeah, it does, even if that's the point, you don't have to do that.
Just
have to
know.
We don't need that.
You've been here before.
If you just turned his palm up.
Read the room, Elon.
From my heart to yours.
What's the problem is I think the room loved it. I think everyone in that room was like, yeah, fuck
100%.
I wonder if anybody fucking is hiled back.
So the other thing is, hile back. Hile back. Holla back.
Ain't no hile back, girl.
You know a joke is great when everybody leans back.
The crowd's excited. The crowd is very excited.
I got it. Yeah, I know why. I can't get away from it.
My other theory
that was crazy.
Is, I think
me and Zach did the same part of a musical parody at the same time.
And both are vaguely racist. Yeah. No, sorry, anti-Semitic.
Yeah. I also think maybe he was trying to dab and got it completely in reverse.
Yeah.
No, here's what I think. I think that he's just so... I don't think he was trying to fucking heil Hitler. I think that's what it was.
I think he's smart enough
that he should know the difference.
I think he bought Twitter to be like... Because also what's weird... Where is he from?
South Africa,
which is super like racist and divided. Yeah.
South Africa is apartheid country.
Yeah.
I think there's
He's a rich white guy from South Africa.
Yeah.
His family had some opinions.
I think he sort of is like, yeah, this is not what's happening. We're not going to let immigrants vote and shit like that. Yeah. I think Donald Trump is too stupid to know how he's sort of being used. But it blows my fucking mind. And yeah, there's a lot of shit like this. But like, okay, so I'm a Bitcoiner. I'm like a big like Bitcoin and cryptocurrency guy.
It went down to $89,000 last week, and I almost
buy it now.
I'm holding it.
No,
now
it's
right now.
It's like 105.
It doesn't matter. Buy it right now. It's gonna be $1 million.
Yeah.
You think it's gonna be a million?
Yeah.
Stop.
Best time to buy.
It's not gonna be a million. Wait till it goes back to 95. I'll buy some more.
Yeah, I'm sure
it was at 89. It was at 89 a week ago.
I got news for you. It's not going back.
I bet you it'll go back down to 90.
I'll bet you $100,000.
It won't hit 90 again?
Oh, wait a second. You didn't even get me. I had to steal this from your fridge.
First of all, I paid you $65. You didn't even bring me my fucking soup.
Why would you bring that up?
You didn't bring my soup.
Why would you bring it up in front of him?
Did you really not bring him the soup?
It's so upsetting that you stop talking. You get so in your head about it. I'm saying that...
He said he was going to bring me split-piece soup. I was so excited.
TJ.
They were out of it. They only had a whole piece of soup. I'm serious. So, I'm a Bitcoiner. So
I'm going to my room.
Bitcoin community. And New Year's Eve, I went to Michael Saylor's Bitcoin party. My thing is, Trump just being like, I'm going to put together a Bitcoin strategic reserve, flips, I think... Once he saw how easy it was to flip smaller demographics to go into his world,
he got really smart and he was like, yeah, I'll go on Joe Rogan. Yeah, I'll do this.
Yeah.
And that's how he won. And I feel like it's really hard for me because I see all these Bitcoiners be like, well, he's the worst guy in the world, but I bet money that he would win. I won money because I called the last three elections, last two and now the last three. And I talked to this guy, it was a Muslim guy in, I mean, it might have been Ohio. And he was like,
it's Chappelle.
Well, I'm hoping it was Dave Chappelle.
I live in a fucking trash can. I live in a fucking garbage can.
Yeah. I smell like a fucking trash can.
Praise Allah, DJ.
But I think everybody was like, yeah, if I can make more money, if Trump can make it a better economy, then I'll vote for him, even if he's a piece of shit.
Well, that's kind
of
what I thought. Like, with him coming in this time, it was like, it seemed everyone's calming down a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, all right, it's not so divisive.
I thought so.
And then at the fucking inauguration, I'm like, dude, literally just tap it in. All you gotta do is not Heil Hitler during the inauguration.
I was so happy to not see, like, paragraphs of Facebook status.
Nazi? Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, you know what the saddest thing
Lewis,
was?
When you're Reich, you're Reich. But
I like it!
You Reich it.
Why does the gun never go off? You just keep...
Well, that's if one's in the chamber.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Sometimes the gun will go off.
I feel...
There it is. You feel.
To me, it's going to get bad because he's like so even keeled now, sort of. But the saddest thing that I have seen in a long time was I watched the CNN coverage pre-inauguration. Mm-hmm. And they go, we've got some anti-Trump protesters out here. There's, of course, a group, not a large group. It's a group. Well, it's these two. Let's go talk to these two people. And it was two people.
It's crazy. Last time it was like the world was ending. Everybody was
giving up.
But I think everyone wanted to just like believe that it was going to be like normal. And, like,
yeah,
it's, I mean, I'm giving Elon the benefit of the doubt and saying that he's so autistic.
No,
that
there's no way
that
he definitely did that as like a quiet. It's, and to him, I'm sure it's
quiet.
Funny.
It couldn't get any louder.
I think it was funny.
I could see him doing like a 4chan bit. Like, isn't this funny that I'm saying my heart to yours, but I'm doing a Nazi? Like, that's a 4chan ass kind of joke.
Yeah,
right?
It's pretty troll worthy.
Yeah.
Which I don't look. I appreciate.
He knew people
like the joke.
I like
great
the joke.
Bit.
It's a solid bit. I do a
solid,
fucking...
solid. Racist
I'm
Nazi
heiling
bit.
All the time I heil, but you know, I'm a dumb comedian.
Yeah, go do it at Wise Guys, not the inauguration of the next president.
I wouldn't even do it at Wise Guys. I'd only do it at a B club.
Right, do it at...
That was the perfect reference. Do it at Wise Guys.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
So what else happened at this inauguration? Billy Ray Cyrus performed. It was bad. I didn't see this, Shannon.
Billy Ray Cyrus, though. I saw Nelly perform. That was crazy.
That chick did...
Why is he like Rob Zombie now?
What was her name? Carrie Mulligan? That's definitely not it.
Oh my God.
Ride till I can't no more. Gonna take my horse.
Oh my God, he sucks now.
Still better than Miley Cyrus.
I disagree. I like Miley more.
You like Miley?
I do like
Miley. Miley can sing, baby.
Yeah, I think she's really talented.
Miley's going to look like that in 30 years.
She can't sing. She already sounds like that, kind of.
Yeah. I can't believe that he just straight up Heil Hitler. Because I hadn't seen it.
It's wild. No. When I saw it, I literally thought it was AI.
Yeah.
Because you see everything now, you're like, oh, that must be AI. And then I just Googled it, and it was everywhere. I was like, that is fucking bonkers.
I mean,
my thing was
pretty...
like, well, let me see the full clip. This has to be out of context.
There has to be something. He's like, don't do this, folks.
So I had two...
Does Trump come out the YMCA so that they could do it twice?
You know what's hilarious about the YMCA? Because he brought out the Village People.
Yeah.
And everyone's doing the YMCA, but he still does his dance. Like, he doesn't do the YMCA with everybody.
No, he does his jerking off
to
the dick dance.
Like, he's like, even the dance that every... It's like, he still is like, I'm going to keep doing my thing.
What a strange thing. So I told Kit, I said, look, we live in a democracy. In a democracy, the majority wins. This is what the majority of people want. Mm-hmm. So don't. And I bet a bunch of money on him, and I won $1,666.
Nice.
I took the 666, gave it to Kate. I said, do whatever you need to feel better about this, because she was destroyed.
Started just pumping creatine into
and
her face.
I can't get enough of that shit. And then I said, take this $1,000
and then use it as a politically actionable weapon. Put this towards female reproductive rights, mm-hmm. put it towards whatever. I also put a bet on myself.
That's literally.
I got it too! And then I said to her.
There's two abortions, TJ. $1,000 isn't going to be much.
Like, if you see my wife, it's one. All right!
Hey.
And.
All right, okay.
And see, yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum.
I took my wife to the abortion clinic. They said, oh, you want the 2-for-1 special. All right, okay.
I'm sad about it. But I told I said, take this $1,000.
I took my wife to the abortion clinic. They said you're a few years too late.
I'm sad about it.
Can we real quick? Let's do plugs. We're rolling here. 48 minutes in. We only do
$660. I say do what you need. I say $1,000. Put it towards whatever you think. Okay, and then like a couple days ago, she was like, I don't know what to do. What do we do? I said, well, what did you put the $1,000 towards? She said, well, I used that and the $666 to go to this spa thing. It's like, you fuck, you bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. She
That's
fucked up.
The most white woman thing that is right. ever knew. Hey, here's your money for the spa. Here's your money.
She's
for
like,
the
I'm
good
going
people.
I'm going to 2 yoga classes a day now.
Yeah, oh my Jesus God. God.
Shannon, let's do some plugs. Let's get them out of the way. We have about a half an hour left on the show. Great TJ Miller's here. Robbie Goodwin's here. What a show, folks. This is a new era
Robbie
for the Lewis
Goodwin
and Zach show.
I'm here for Zach Amico.
Robbie, what are you plugging, my friend?
Crowder Boys, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Me, Dalton, Pruitt, and Crack Amico do a live stream. I also am doing streams on the What About Rob channel. We just did a great David Lynch retrospective. And I think we're going to do a live Crowder Boys in Chicago in May. So stay tuned for that.
Very cool. Very
Crowder
cool. Love
Boys.
Crack Amico. Love Dalton.
They're great.
Great guys. Great Dalton's fucking.
And they love you, Lewis.
Of course, yeah. The intro to this song, a Crack Amico original. We don't fuck around here.
Oh, yeah.
TJ, what are you plugging, my friend?
What's the necklace?
Oh, they're beads.
I know, but like, what? Any significance? Just looks
no,
cool.
I think they're fun.
It does look cool.
Thank you.
TJ Miller, attorney at law. If you've been injured in an accident, in maybe not an accident, if you've injured someone else, TJ Miller does not have a website.com. I'm Teenage Millionaire on Jim Gaffigan's website, Instagram, and then. Not TJ Miller on what used to be TikTok, but is now TikTok. And I'm on Facebook, I think. My parents are Kent and Leslie Miller. They live in Denver, Colorado, near Cheeseman Park. And I think the most important thing is I'm here for Zach Amico. I think, give me your name one more time.
Lewis
J. Gomez is a strong A-minus magician. Fast friendship, hopefully happening over here.
Absolutely.
And let's just go ahead and
from my heart to yours.
I'm here for Zach, baby!
Zach, what are you plugging, my friend?
Buy Bitcoin now.
February 14th and 15th, I'll be in Worcester, Massachusetts with the Insane Clown Posse doing commentary for Juggalo Championship Wrestling. Come on out. Should be a really fun weekend.
Live dates coming up. Come see me on tour, the Bring Five Friends tour, coming to a city near you this weekend. Wits End Comedy Lounge, North Charleston, South Carolina. Those tickets are almost sold out for both shows, so get them early. Don't wait to get them at the door.
Off the Hook is fucking great. They have great food.
Never been there. I hear it's incredible.
It's so fun.
This weekend, Off the Hook Comedy Club,
and
Naples,
Rumors
Florida.
Rumors is great too.
Rumors, another great club, February 6th and 7th. It's the week after Dan Soder.
He smashed his face.
So make sure you get tickets.
He smashed his face.
Who smashed his face?
The guy Tyler from Rumors.
Oh, no.
A disaster.
Well, anyway, come see me at Rumors in Winnipeg, Salt Lake City at the end of February. Lots more dates.
You can do the
Wise Guys.
Yeah, Wise Guys.
Oh, right? Yeah. That's right. Yeah, you should do your new bit where you Heil Hitler there.
Come see me on the road, folks. It's a brand new hour. I'm working on a special that I'm going to be filming in July.
How do you feel about the new hour?
I feel incredible. It's the best I've ever done.
Really?
By far. If you're not getting better every year, everyone should be better. If it's worse, that's kind of a problem.
Yeah. Have you ever shot anything? Or done like a set or something, you're like, that was worse than I used to be.
Yeah, I have. Really? Yeah, for sure.
Zach?
Yeah, especially if I took a long time off.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have a special yet, so it's like you're still sort of working on, you know, that first one. So that's fine. That's all above board. But this is my third special. If it was worse than my second special or first special, it'd be an actual problem. But come see me live. Bobby Kelly's directing Side Splitters Tampa.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. You're doing it at Side Splitters?
I'm doing it at Side Splitters
in
Tampa.
I did one in Tampa, too. It's great. They're fucking nice. Nuts down
best,
there.
Best really? Comedy town maybe in the country.
Really?
Come get those tickets.
Go to Ybor City.
The VIP passes are already sold out. Get them early. Once again, we're 6 months away from filming. It's in July, but get those tickets early because it's going to be a blast. Zach and Miko are going to be featuring for me the whole weekend.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go because of that.
You should come just for Zach.
You leave right after Zach.
And also, if you guys want to come to Skankfest, Skankfest New Orleans is happening November 14th or 16th in New Orleans. Make sure you get those tickets. We're doing a pre-sale on January 29th.
That's so exciting.
1 p.m. Eastern. Get those pre-sale tickets. It includes a kickoff party. It's cheaper than buying the regular VIP pass. You get an extra night of events, and it's cheaper. So get them pre-sale on January 29th, 1 p.m. Eastern, and get them fast because the buzz is real this year. Check out all my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks, The Regs, and Story Wars. And if you want,
Story Wars is great.
Thank you. You got to come back on, baby boy. And then I do a bonus podcast just for subscribers to my email list, lewisofskanks.com, the Lewis Journal podcast, just me by myself talking shit about life. Every Friday morning at 6 a.m. it comes out.
Wow.
So start your weekend off right.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Shannon, let's see. Let's do
Shannon, throw it over here.
Let's do a tweet or noit. UK's smallest glamour model, 3'8". TJ's doing something with his tongue right now. That's how he makes women ejaculate.
Yeah.
Cunnilingus, rate yourself.
That's my son. That's my son when he was a baby.
Which makes me sad.
I know. Whenever you do that motion.
1 out of 10, rate yourself.
Solid 6, I think.
Solid 6.
I'm great at fingering, though. I'm a good finger guy.
Welcome to Hollywood. 5 for technique, 8 for effort.
I like that. Sometimes that's what the woman wants, the effort, not the technique.
And I'm very quick to lay on my back and say, just ride my face.
Do what makes you happy. There needs to be more riding the face.
Zach, yes. your face is built like, what was that machine that they had on Howard Stern? The Sabian?
The Sibian?
Yeah, you have a Sibian-shaped head.
God,
yeah.
I'd love to get on there. And what about you?
I think that, can I tell you why I've gotten good?
No, I just want to know the number.
4.
No, I'm joking. What?
I've gotten good because I've learned to ask.
Mm.
I've learned to
ask. Can I eat your pussy?
Instead of just going in. All right, I paid for dinner.
Does this always smell disgusting?
No, I've learned to ask what she likes because I think back in the day, what you learn after eating a bunch of pussies, and I love eating pussy, is that like every woman is different. Some girls like it very light because sometimes you go and like some girls want it real hard. They need to fuck. You need to fucking lick hard and fast. Some girls need to suck on the clit. Some girls, they don't even want you to touch the clit. They want you to fucking go around the clit. Yeah. It's a whole thing. Some girls want a finger inside. Some girls want 2 fingers inside. Some girls want a whole fist inside of there, DJ. You got to just ask. Do you want a fist? That's what I ask. That's what I start with.
Yeah, that's the beginning.
Do you like a fist?
No, but that, no, okay, you know what's funny is that's very graphic, but it's also very gentlemanly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think.
Do you find that most women like it slower and lighter, though? Like they would.
They want it soft and light in the beginning.
You're right.
And then you got to progressively get faster.
I think you don't want to get much faster because you want them to sort of say, I'd like to have intercourse now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I'm right around what you're talking about. I think technique-wise, I think I'm good, but I would never say I'm like an 8 or a 9 or something. But I think effort-wise, I'm really pushing 8 and 9, maybe even 10 some nights.
Yeah.
And I think also a thing that is, I don't think, this is my theory. Tell me if you guys
Shannon, can you play the sexy music while TJ's talking right now? Because this is turning me on.
This is actually, this is the comedian in us, by the way. We're all like, I want to perform. I want to do good.
Yeah, you know, you do. But I think you don't want to be a 9 or a 10 at Cunnilingus because I think you should be doing that to pleasure the woman. Oh, I'm even slowing it down because the music.
You're making it sexy.
And you want it to be the precursor, the foreplay, as Robbie was saying, to intercourse. And so I think if you meet a guy who's like, I'm an 8, 9, or a 10.
It's always a fat guy with a little dick who has that.
What's going on? What'd you say?
I said fingerless gloves.
Oh my god.
Shit. Shannon, what do you like?
We do have
a woman here. Shannon, what do you like?
From what I recall, I believe like it varies because it's not always the same. So sometimes lighter, sometimes more rough. Also depends if other stuff has happened beforehand.
What kind of stuff? Playing with your tits?
When got gas?
No, it's like has other stuff, like has like manual stuff happened? Has sex happened already? Mm-hmm.
You beat her with a car manual.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It varies.
But I think you're right. And so that's why Lewis is such a gentleman. You ask. You say, hey, what's going on? Here's what I always ask.
Do you spit on the pussy sometimes?
No, I always ask. But what
some girls don't like
what
that.
I won't ask about is if I can use fluff, the marshmallow substitute.
Fluffer nutter?
I put that all over her.
Yeah.
And then she can tell me if she wants it.
I think that'll give a girl a yeast infection for sure. I think women's biomes aren't made for
fluff. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Shannon, nothing turns me on more than talking women's biome.
No, yeah. No
come
sugar
up
in the
pussy
vagina.
Like the end of the first Ghostbusters.
God,
dude, I banged a girl recently, and she did
Nutbusters.
She didn't pee after sex, and I was what the fuck? I was like, go pee. You're gonna fucking get a urinary tract infection.
I just found this out. Kate told me. So women, you know, there are all these reasons that you can get a UTI. Even dehydration is one of them. The one that Kate didn't know and I didn't know is when women, Shannon, tell me if you agree with this, maybe, when women hold their pee, when they don't urinate, that can cause a UTI. And I have a big thing where I don't like people, somebody says
peeing
to me,
around you.
Hey, if like, let's say you were like, we're in the car and you're like, ah, I gotta fucking go, I gotta piss, I would pull over. Or go to the next rest stop. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Knowing that somebody has to pee.
Like if you right now were like, I'm having a good time on this podcast, but I kind of got to use that. Mm-hmm. That would make me so uncomfortable.
Really?
I would have a tough time complimenting Lewis's magic.
Right.
I got a massage the other day and I had to pee at the beginning of it and I didn't and I've regretted it so much. Because it was like, and I had to pee a little bit and then I knew it was going to build. I knew it was going to be a fucking problem.
Yeah, it's going to ruin the massage.
And the whole time I'm like, God damn it.
Stop. You got to say, just give me a beat here.
I know. And I should have went and fucking peed.
I always do it. I have small bladders. I'm just used to it. I just like,
yeah.
You got to do it. You know?
How do you know that you have a small bladder?
Because I have to pee all the fucking time. Maybe not a small bladder, an active bladder. I don't know what the actual
does
thing
does any
is.
Of it have to do with
anxiety.
Your neuroses?
Or? I think it probably does. Yeah. I've heard like anxious people pee more or something like that. So that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to make everything weird.
No, I thought that was cool. I was just taking it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I think if you're in the car and you're all dudes, Gatorade bottles.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's crazy.
But that's why I...
Yeah,
Zach, you cannot get your body in the position to
just
pee in a Gatorade bottle.
The reason Gatorades have the wide mouth is so you just put your dick in it.
Where did you get that fucking hat? Did you buy it at a place or you bought it off eBay?
Just give him
did
the
you
hat.
Search? No!
Give him the hat, Zach. What are you doing?
As well as him.
He's,
wait, did
you're
you
welcome
search?
To have it if you
did
want
you
it.
Search mozzarella sticks?
If you buy enough.
That's my algorithm.
Zach was searching mozzarella sticks.
His Instagram is all mozzarella stick themed ads targeted to him. Yeah.
No, it's like a vintage hat store and I was clicking through it.
Do you consider Gus one of your like top five friends? Do you consider him a friend?
He's my boy. We hang out. He fucking sleeps by my head.
Top five?
Yeah. Sleeps by my head. What?
Top two friends? Is he your best
top five?
Friend?
Zach,
top five.
If you had to choose me or Gus to die, one of us has to die. Who are you choosing?
Gus doesn't give me a paycheck every month. Sorry, bitch. Wow, sorry, buddy.
That went the opposite direction.
I thought Zach was going to be like, obviously, I'm keeping Gus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have to pay for my friends. That's the point of all of that.
which I think is fine.
It's okay. Yeah, why not?
Why not?
I have to give Cunnilingus to mine.
Let me put it this way. I don't depend on Gus to pay my rent and bills.
Yeah, that's true.
Gus depends on Lewis?
Gus kind of depends on me, yeah.
Technically, he's Lewis's cat.
Yeah.
Zach, my favorite hat of yours is the MILF Man I Love to Fart hat. That one's really
good.
Man, I love to fart.
I think about that all the time.
Are you're a hat guy, your hat game is strong?
Yeah.
My buddy, do you guys have a friend who's like, their t-shirt game is unbelievable?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because my buddy has, his t-shirt game is so strong that I don't even try and compete.
TJ, you might be my best dressed friend.
What? Yeah, I know it's the Balenciaga.
You dress.
What are you talking about,
TJ? You dress super cool.
I look like I grew up in a.
Just take the compliment,
city
TJ.
That wanted to be a real city and in a mostly black and Latino high school, and still try to prove something. My buddy, he's so good with his t-shirt game. He sends pictures. He's not even trying to. And his latest t-shirt is the greatest. He bought his wife for her birthday a t-shirt that had a crocodile. With sunglasses on a skateboard.
That's fun.
Going into the air, and it says, it says, what did it say? It says, like, excited for bed. Like, this is like the craziest shit. And so the last one he sent us, he says this one, and he's got a fucking t-shirt with Jesus on it and says, he has risen. R-I-Z-Z-I-N with apostrophe. Yeah. That's fucking so funny. Dude.
I like that.
Yeah, I wish I could dress cool.
But you have, you dress cool. You don't think you dress cool?
Not really. I just don't care. And
I think you dress pretty cool. You know who has their own style is Ralph.
Ralph.
He's really doing his own thing.
No, Ralph is just a giant, and so he just gets what fits him. So
big and tall.
You know who dresses great? H. Foley. He has great fat guy style. He like always looks pretty good.
Who is it?
H. Foley from the Are You Garbage podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's really funny.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a good dude.
And who else? But who else did you say is well dressed in the comedy community?
Well dressed. Well dressed.
DeRosa sometimes.
Now, yeah, interesting.
TJ, TJ at Skankfest, you show up with dope outfits. So do I. Like, I like to show up with fucking cool ass outfits at Skankfest.
No, I think you look great at Skankfest. And then I think Big Jay Oakerson is a guy who, like, really has his own style, but I hate it.
Yeah. No, it's terrible. Yeah. And if you say something to him about it, he'll literally shut down. You can't make fun of him about it. You have to pretend it's cool.
Aren't you embarrassed?
He said the pink strip. I'm always like, what?
It's terrible.
But I like it.
He's got terrible taste in movies, clothes, music. Big J is just like food, everything. He's just.
Do you like Harmony Korine?
And by the way, Big J is kind of like a hot chick because he's so funny that he didn't have to learn how to do any of these other things good. And he's able to just funny his way out of it.
He's also, and you have this too, he's very warm.
Yeah.
So you really can't go at him very hard because he's sort of
a nice guy. Yeah.
But he's very good at he's also good with hecklers and stuff.
No, he's great.
But I'm trying to think who else in the comedy scene I would say that guy dresses cool.
I think most comics don't dress very cool.
I'm trying to think too.
Yeah, I was trying to think like Mark Norman. Yeah, that's true.
The Sklar brothers always have really nice outfits.
Like New York, I'm saying.
Shannon, who do we think? Do you have any ideas? You look at the
Derek Gaines.
Gaines dresses cool, but he's a black guy.
Temple
that doesn't
too.
Count.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't count as people. Yeah.
Literally, that doesn't count.
I agree.
She said that. I'm like, we're not talking about that.
Yeah.
Like Sam J dresses cool, but I'm not gonna put her up against fucking Dan.
Yeah, that's like saying. Yeah, that's like saying a kid with training wheels on is a great biker.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. That's somehow not racist and racist.
No, it's saying black people are innately good at dress. I'm saying they're sick at it.
Nate Bargatze dresses.
That would
nice.
Be like if you ask what comedians are good dancers.
Oh, John Mulaney dresses good.
Yeah, right.
I showed my son Mulaney special, though. He loved him. My son loved John Mulaney.
You know what's interesting? I was talking about this recently. Mulaney, I'm not going to put Gaffigan in this. He is like, I think Bargatze makes me laugh out loud, but Mulaney is like a couple other people where I'm like, you know what? Okay. He's like Seinfeld. I'm like, that person is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
I will never laugh out loud. Ever. In my entire fucking life forever.
I laughed out loud.
I love Mulaney.
The one special, I don't know which one it was. It was.
That might be a me thing. That might be my.
It depends on what you see as well. Like, because I remember when I was younger, he had that one bit about being at the diner and playing the song over and over again. That, when I was younger, I heard that. I thought it was fucking hilarious. Then I watched it again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it didn't make me laugh out loud at all.
He's gotten way better since that first CD, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I hope so, because recently I heard from someone that you should always be...
You should be progressing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you should kill yourself. Right. That's crazy. If you were worse... If you do it for longer and you get worse...
Are you ever afraid that this entire empire will crumble right in front of you?
This one right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's where a lot of my anxiety came from. But now all of the people that unironically say the N-word and Heil Hitler at inaugurations they call it the inauguration. I don't care.
That just got me canceled. I've got so many things going for me. And all they're going to do is take a clip of him saying that and then me going like this before I go like that. And that's it.
Yeah,
I just lost $100,000.
I'm going to have to disavow you guys. I'll be like, I told them not to say it.
But the amount of people
hold up your beads.
Yeah, look, I'm liberal. I'm liberal.
The amount of people that just unironically say that shit because we've been saying these dumb words for years and just being funny and like, but we're idiot comedians.
Right.
But now the people that are like legitimately hateful on the internet have created a shield. No, it's not awful. It's great.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Because
it's created a shield for people like me where it's like, dude, you can't. How are you going to come after a Puerto Rican comedian for saying the N-word when there's people that are just like legitimately using it unironically in hateful ways on the internet?
I can't. I am surprised because before I wasn't, like I said, I told Kay, look, this is a democracy. This is what America wants. I had all these tactics, all this stuff that my buddy, right, Nick Vatterott, who's so funny, writes for
Vatterott's
Bill.
Hilarious.
He's super funny.
He's fucking hysterical. He writes for Bill Maher, so when it's politics, he and I will talk for a long
New
time
rule.
And try and, he's so funny. But I can't believe, after seeing that, I can't believe that this is very, and, all right, here, now I'll get myself fucked. Here we go. So this morning, I woke up really early because Kate and I really went hard last night, and I took out my copy of Mein Kampf.
Mein Coffee.
See, this is my struggle, is trying to talk about this.
Right, yeah, I guess.
So I got my copy of Mein Kampf. I didn't read any of it today, but none of you have read Mein Kampf. I have a bit about this right now. None of you know anyone who has read Mein Kampf.
No. Mm-mm. But so, now I'm going to ChatGPT Cliff Notes for it after I leave
so
here.
So I've read it. Ask ChatGPT how much of it is anti-Semitic, how much of it is propaganda, and how much of it is German military mistakes.
ChatGPT is going to be, they're going to be very woke about it. They're going to be like, it's awful, it's all Nazi. Like, yeah.
Go on Grok.
They're going to be like, it's the greatest book that's ever written.
So here's the thing. So
actually, Heiling is really cool, says Grok.
When you talk to Grok, it has a German accent.
Yeah, it's actually.
His name is Gruch.
If you think about the economy at the time, when you think about it. My name is Heinrich.
And I read it. It's Donald Trump literally has said, I read that book. I've read Hitler's speeches. And he has said like this, and it's his playbook. If you read it, it's exactly what he's doing. And what's so scary about that is that's exactly what Hitler did. Once he came into power at this point in his trajectory, he did that. Yeah. He had people going, hey, this is what we're going to do. He went, he sort of said half of what was true, people liked. The other half was sort of what we're all kind of seeing.
A little wacky.
And
it's, like, but you know what? He's got some good ideas.
Crazy.
That's where the Hitler has
no, that's
good
exactly
ideas
right.
came from. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And in Germany, all the people that now are just like, he's kind of crazy. But in Germany, all those people are like, I mean, he's kind of leveled out. Like
right.
he's not gonna
do
and,
that. Yeah.
And then when shit started to get real, they were like, "I mean, this is really bad. Like it's good for us, but like this is bad."
Yeah,
that's what's happening currently.
So they had AI redo Hitler's
fun?
Speeches.
What I meant was it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is fun. It's fun though.
They had.
By the way, I do know someone that's read Mein Kampf because
really?
I have a friend who got arrested with a copy of it. He wasn't arrested for having it. But it was on his
he
person.
He should have been. Shannon.
It was on his person
he
when he was
He should have
arrested.
Been.
Shannon, look up. They just did Hitler's speeches on YouTube. They had AI translate them to English. Mm-hmm. And is this what this is? Hitler speaking to German crowds. But not just in German. I want to hear the English version.
So it says, hold on.
Yeah, but AI used like
AI
his
translated.
Voice.
It just pulls
AI
up compound
translated.
Media.
Translated speech. AI translated. All right, let's see.
There's a film called The Double-Headed Eagle. And it has all of his speeches. It's very interesting. You should watch it. But it's the same fucking thing.
Nope. It says it said translated. Hold on.
Let's
sorry.
See. Maybe fast forward a little bit.
I'm here for Zach.
Oh, this is stupid.
Oh, no, not that guy.
Oh, here, maybe this.
Is anything but an international creation as a noble conception? It has grown exclusively in Aryan hearts and reaches its intellectual apotheosis. Only in Aryan mind.
Apotheosis is a great
is
word.
Completely foreign to
that's
the
our
Jew.
Office manager.
Apotheosis, get your ass downstairs.
You guys want some coffee?
Always and forever be the born private capitalist of the most exploitative kind. And it is no coincidence that the great pillars on which some later mistakenly tried to build the foundation of a so-called people's enlightenment were all without exception... opponent
sounds like he's losing steam.
Hitler.
no,
it's hard.
It's
hard to yell this long
main,
for such a long time.
The opponent and the way that he sort of attacked and went after Jews because he didn't care about Jewish people, but they controlled the media.
I thought he didn't care
at that
for
point.
Them.
He didn't. Mm. Yeah, he didn't care for him. They controlled the media, so the whole fake news thing was just lifted from that.
Right. Yeah, Hitler called them the Lügenpresse, the lying press.
Exactly.
Wow. And that was his version of fake news.
Exactly.
And he would say Lügenpresse. That was his fake news.
And that was, and the one, because I've memorized one of his speeches, and the main one that he was after, and I'm Jewish. Are you Jewish?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Did you really memorize Hitler speeches?
Yeah. I'm Jewish. And so it is really like, it's very bizarre. It's like, if you know that speech and you watch Trump's speeches, he's like a fucking poor man's Hitler. Like really? A very poor, like a in debt man's Hitler. Mm. But it's just a really fucking weird thing to be happening right now. What I did tell Kate, and this is what I want to say to all your listeners.
They're Nazis.
Watchers.
They're, you can say Nazis.
Okay. This, how people are feeling right now about Trump was exactly how people felt about Nixon and Lyndon B. Johnson and also George W. Bush. So there is a world where it's just, this is how far it swung, but it's going to come back. Mm-hmm. It's just every time one of these presidents gets elected, everyone's like, it's the end of the fucking world.
Right.
And I just, I'm not sure he can be president again after this term. I just don't know how he's going to get that done.
Yeah, I don't think he's going
to
do
think?
I don't know. I don't think he's going to, I mean.
You think he's going
to
die?
He's going to be too old. He's already too old.
Well, this is his second term. He would have to make legislation that he's allowed to run
against.
It's
against the law.
It is interesting to watch him, because I told someone, I go, well, he's chilled out a lot. And someone was like, yeah, he's about to die. Like, of course he's less like, because he's like.
I mean, I will say, dude, he did fucking Matrix that bullet. So, I mean, God bless him, dude. That was crazy.
It was the craziest comeback in history. I'm not going to lie.
Or did he really get shot in the ear? And Joe Rogan was like, that healed up pretty good. He's like, yeah, it did. Yeah. Did he really get shot?
I thought it was a conspiracy, but I think he was really shot.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I do. I think he was really shot. It was bonkers. That was a crazy fucking thing.
Whenever Joe Rogan talks, I wish I would get shot in the ear.
Unbelievable.
Who am I here for?
Well, Joe Rogan is
Zach Amico.
Joe Rogan is a verbal assassin. We forget about that.
Oh, shit.
You know, this has been really fun, but I don't feel like I got to know you guys as well as I hoped to at the outset of coming down.
He did tell me, he was like, I have a lot of questions for you guys.
Okay.
And I think I came here and I said, obviously, I want to know Zach better. I wasn't aware you were going to be on the podcast. That was a more than pleasant surprise.
That's good.
And I said, you know, I bet I can ask Lewis a couple things that are really split him open, make him wide open to the. But yeah. I think you are an open book.
I am.
Zach, I think you're an enigma wrapped.
Hey,
easy.
Hey,
easy.
Enigma, please.
Come on in.
It's the drama llama.
I think you're an enigma wrapped in a mystery, wrapped in a piece of bacon.
Appreciate
and I think I'd like to be more of an open book, but I just
Zach Zelton Booker? Is that what it's called?
I don't know if it's
the book is Mein Kampf, by the way.
I'm not shaking your hand for that one.
All right, yeah, sorry.
Jew.
What a show.
But it was a great show. And here's what I feel like. I feel like if I had one wish, if I had a dream that could come true, it would be that each of your dreams came true.
Aww.
Because I think each of you are you're genuine individuals, and you genuinely deserve to be happy.
And I fucking love this guy.
You got
to I say this all the time.
Fucking these 24-year-olds.
No, they're 20.
Zach, offer to kill your cat for a goddamn paycheck.
They're 25 and a half, TJ.
Robbie, get out of your head and make that cunnilingus a 10.
TJ, I say this very often to many people, that you're one of my favorite people in the world. I really mean that. You're fucking great. TJ, we became good friends.
It's true.
We became good friends.
And they're not 24-year-olds. There's like 14 or 15 of them.
I get it.
You got to do it. All right, we're going to wrap this one up. Shannon, thank you so much for producing today's show.
Shannon,
thank
also,
TJ.
Thank you for being so patient.
Robbie Goodwin, we got to almost none of these notes, which is a sign of a great podcast.
Well,
if you
that
don't
was
get
the
to
idea.
The notes,
I didn't want. I don't want you. If
you
I come on a podcast, I don't want you to. You can save those for the next time. I wanted to know more about you guys, and I guess the one person I don't feel like I. What's your greatest accomplishment and what's your greatest fear?
I was on Tubi. And my greatest.
Which of those is it?
It's the.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Does anyone like that one?
To be or not to be.
Ah!
Thank you.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Tubi and
Tubi. Welcome to Black Netflix.
Oh, I did actually doing Jim and Sam. I would say doing Jim and Sam was a big accomplishment.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. Although there's no more Jim.
I know. I guess
so
it doesn't.
It.
But you know, growing up listening to Opie and Anthony and stuff, that was like a cool moment.
Tubi is the future.
Yeah, they're doing the Super Bowl. Suddenly it's not a.
They're the fucking. No, they're the future. I want
to
do.
I love to. I actually do
all
love,
my
stand up
specials. I want to do on Tubi from here on out. I'm not joking.
They're great. Like, they have so many good movies on there.
Yeah, and they got fucking money. They got more. They have Tubi has more subscribers than Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon combined.
That's why they're doing the Super Bowl on there.
They're the best. Give it.
Maybe I'll try to do my special on
Tubi.
Let's go. You ever connect that Tubi?
Shout out Tubi.
That's the only place I.
Shout out CISO also.
Somebody is playing my special recently because my cousin, like, he was like, yo, you're on TV, dog. And he lives in Florida. I was like, what the fuck is this?
My sister-in-law took a picture of the TV. She saw you on.
It might have been Tubi. They buy up a bunch of like old stuff.
I didn't get paid for any of this
live
shit.
Did you live at Gotham?
It was live at Gotham.
I think that might be Paramount
Plus. That was so good. Why did that go away?
Yeah, I think Comedy Central.
The Joker took over.
All right, look, we're done. You guys are the best. We'll check you guys on Friday. Exclusive episode just for subscribers. GasDigital.com. Go subscribe.
Always remember, it is Tuesday right now.
No, it's Wednesday. We're live. Goodbye. Lewis and Zach are back. Put a baby boy. Lewis and Zach are back. Put him baby boy. Lewis and Zach are back. Put him baby boy. Lewis and Zach are back. When they make a noise.